This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Did you know that the same individual honeybees that work on blueberries in Maine are also essential to the almonds in California? The very same bees get trucked hither and yon. Why all these road warrior bees? Because there aren't enough of them.
You know, it's one straw too many. You got mites, you got virus, you got, you know, poor nutrition, and then you have pesticide exposure on top of that. It's more than we should expect of any organism to survive.
That's Marianne Fraser, a retired ag expert at Penn State, in a new documentary featuring dramatic footage of bees and a disturbing discussion that, as someone in the film says, should concern anyone who eats. The movie is called The Pollinators, and its director and cinematographer is Peter Nelson. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having us.
Not enough bees, but tell me about this dramatic logistics operation to get the bees to crops right at the moment those crops need the bees.
Yeah, it's kind of a great story because nobody knows what really happens. They use massive amounts of bees that are moved across the country every year for pollination. So they move 2 million bees for almond pollination every year out to California from all over the country in order to do that one pollination. And from there, they spread out and they're moved by truck at night, usually to remote places, to so many other crops, like 400 crops that we eat are commonly pollinated by honeybees.
Yeah, I was watching the film. I was so surprised. Like, the same little critter, the same bee that helped pollinate blueberries in Maine might end up in California a different time of the year.
Exactly right. And bees have this unique quality. Honeybees have this unique quality is that they go back to their hive at night and you can palletize them and you can move them on trucks. And so they'll put 400 hives of bees on a truck and move it at night to another location.
It's this dramatic operation. What, generally smaller businesses doing this?
Yeah, most often it is small. There are a few thousand people that do it, and they're small family operations, usually multi-generational family operations that move these bees around for the most part.
And some crops, like corn, don't need pollination from bees. But other big crops, almonds, need a lot of bees.
Yeah, so for almonds, there are about 1 million acres of almonds in the Central Valley, California, and they need 2 million beehives, 2 hives per acre in order to pollinate that crop. And they're almost exclusively pollinated by honeybees.
Wow. Now, a lot of assaults on our friends, the bees. Parasites, you point out in the film. Poor nutrition is another one.
Yeah, it's a lack of diversity in the forage because of the changes in agriculture has gotten much more simplified. So you have monocultures of corn, of soy, of almonds. And so the lack of diversity of forage is really important. Bees need a wide variety of nutritional sources to be healthy, just like we do.
And then there's another assault on the bees, pesticides. There's the residual variety that might be just hanging around. But also, farmers are supposed to coordinate when they spray a pesticide. They're not supposed to do that when there are bees around, but that doesn't always happen.
No, it's, you know, it's in agriculture areas, oftentimes, you know, farmers don't know what the next farmer next door is doing, and the next farmer may have pressures that they need to spray, and they're not always as good as they could be about alerting the neighboring farmer that they're going to spray. And so often the bees get kind of caught in the crossfire.
You saw that once, right? You were there with your cameras.
Yeah, it was very sad. We saw, you know, I think it ended up being about 5,000 hives ended up being killed from an inadvertent spray of a neighboring farm out in the almond pollination.
So parasites, troubles with nutrition, pesticides, but also the way we do agriculture in America. That's one of the central themes of your film, really.
Yeah, we want to connect this right to people's plates. And it's important to know that these beekeepers are not moving these bees because they necessarily want to. It's the changes in our agricultural system that have really require them to do this change and to move the bees around like this. And it's kind of the important story that everybody doesn't know they need to know, that this really affects every one of us every time we sit down at the dinner table.
Does it help at all to have a pollinator garden in front of your house?
Absolutely, it helps, yeah. I mean, there's something about this issue that is completely actionable, and it's one of the things that drew me to this subject was that it's something that everybody who watches it can do something about and make a difference.
Now, this is a feature-length documentary meant for screening in a real theater, but it's an interesting way that you're trying to get the public in front of this. What's the plan here?
Yeah, so we have a sort of a crowdsourced distribution plan that is bringing this film across the country to hundreds of cinemas, and it's being brought in on single nights as like events. So it's a very different distribution model, and it depends upon, you know, people buying tickets in advance, which is a bit of a different way for people to consume films. But we're bringing it to areas that would never get a film like this in the cinema. And it's such an important way for people to see it in a crowd, in a room, on a big screen. We want impact. And so that's where impact happens. It didn't happen on a TV screen at home.
So the big night is what, November the?
We screen on November 6th across the country.
In hundreds of theaters.
We're aiming for hundreds of theaters. We'll see. You know, it depends on whether people get out.
Whether they get out and whether they book their tickets, which can be done in advance.
Yeah, don't wait.
Peter Nelson is the director and cinematographer of the feature-length documentary The Pollinators. Peter, thank you.
Thanks for having me, David. It's great.